covering a large area, and they're specifically going to come up to that tank to get water, and they may only come up once or twice a day, then I need a capacity for everybody to come up that wants to get a drink to be able to get a drink. So if I've got a cow that's drinking 10 to 20 gallons a day, and I'm going to have 20 cows come up, I may need a pretty big tank if they're all going to get a drink at once so they don't have to wait for it to refill before they leave.
If your cows are on a small pasture and have easy access to water throughout the day, you may not need a large capacity tank.
I've seen situations work where they may have a 5-gallon tank, relatively small, that refills because the cattle can come up and they kind of mingle and go through. And a lot of times, observing will let you dictate what's my use scenario. Do I always see there's either 20 cows at the water or zero? Or do I see one and two come up at their leisure?
Cattle will drink from the nearest water source. White says where your water tanks are placed also greatly influences how much water is consumed and the pasture getting even efficient grazing. Learn more about livestock watering systems at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday, RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News. A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas has now started sending subpoenas to members of law enforcement who responded to the attack at Robb Elementary School. The investigation could eventually lead to criminal charges. Lawmakers in Hungary are set to vote today on a measure that would allow Sweden to join NATO. Hungary had been the only country blocking the move. This weekend saw the first ever Florida Man Games in St. Augustine, paying homage to all of those wild and weird Florida Man stories.
James Gordon actually won the first contest, which was a race to inhale a plate of pork and sausage. But that would prove to be the afternoon's tamest face-off, as the dozen participating teams also competed in a relay that involved stealing bicycles and catalytic converters.
2-1, fight!
Another showdown featured competitors hitting each other with pool noodles over an inflatable pool.
That's ABC's Danny New. Organizers say more than 5,000 people bought tickets to the Florida Man Games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true.
We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warm today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with rain in the afternoon. 56 early with temperatures falling by later in the day. Light snow possible with colder temperatures by Tuesday night and Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two people were wounded after a Saturday night shooting outside a West Dallas roller skating rink. A fight between two mothers at a birthday party at the rink led to a 32-year-old Milwaukee woman shooting at the security team that escorted her out of the rink. The gunfire injured a 44-year-old security officer and a 14-year-old boy. A Friday afternoon disturbance involving two vehicles leads to a fatal shooting by a Green Bay police officer. Police say when officers located one of the vehicles involved in the incident, gunfire was exchanged by an officer and a person who police said fired first. That person was hit by gunfire and died Friday night at a hospital. And the Janesville City Council will take the first steps tonight to acquire the blighted former General Motors Assembly Plant property. The council is going to consider what's known as a relocation order. That's the beginning of a process to obtain the site from a St. Louis-based development firm. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. March, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. A Boyceville man is dead after a two-vehicle head-on collision in Dunn County Sunday. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, a 56-year-old Chautauqua woman was traveling southbound in a pickup truck on Highway 25 near Northline Road when she pulled into the northbound lane to pass and hit a passenger car driven by a 57-year-old Boyceville man. The man was killed in the accident while the woman was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to investigate that accident. Firefighters from Wheaton responded to a brush fire just off of Highway F and Highway 29 on Saturday. When firefighters arrived, they found the fire burning across a field and wooded area with a barn and outbuildings nearby. Approximately 10 acres burned in the fire. No one was injured. Fire officials say the fire started when the property owner started a brush pile on fire. Both buildings were not damaged by the blaze. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network has issued an alert for a scam involving two men attempting to sell candy bars in western Wisconsin. The two men were recently seen attempting to sell $10 candy bars that are supposedly to help the Boys and Girls Club in Chicago and the Building Brighter's Future organization. Both of the groups say they do not know either of the men, and one of which was identified as Chris Jefferson of Illinois. La Crosse will lose one of its Mississippi riverboats. The American Queen last week announced it would close and end all operations. La Crosse was one of the destinations for the Queen, and tourism officials say the boat will be missed. A.J. Frales with Explore La Crosse say the boats brought a lot of visitors, and he says there will be a ripple effect. No one is just saying why the Queen shut down or what will happen with the boat or with anyone who may have booked reservations for a cruise next summer. Authorities are continuing to search for a missing Manitowoc County boy who hasn't been seen since last Tuesday. No one is willing to give up on the search for 3-year-old Elijah Vu. His mother and boyfriend were in court Friday. They were ordered held on child neglect charges. Prosecutors have not filed any other charges at this point. Last week, the FBI joined the search and was spotted searching through a nearby landfill. Elijah's pictures are online. Searchers are asking anyone who may know anything to please speak up. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
In an agreement to settle a lawsuit, assembly leaders have admitted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman violated public records laws while probing the 2020 election. Liberal watchdog American Oversight filed the lawsuit after Gableman said he would routinely delete records during a different hearing. Gableman cost taxpayers $2.5 million during the investigation. He threatened to jail election and city officials who refused to be interviewed. He did, however, allegedly refuse to cave in when pressure came from President Trump and state allies to decertify election results. No evidence was discovered that would put President Biden's victory into question. A man from Minnesota has been found guilty of a 2005 sexual assault on a Madison bike path. Addison Yang of Eagan, Minnesota, was found guilty on 3 counts tied to the assault. He assaulted the victim after using a knife to threaten her. Yang was found as a suspect through DNA collection on the victim's sexual assault examination kit. An ethics commission in Wisconsin is recommending felony charges against one of Donald Trump's fundraising committees and several local Republicans. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission says there's probable cause that Trump's Save America Committee and several state and local Republican officials schemed to evade campaign finance limits in the 2022 primary race between Trump ally Adam Steen and Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The commission recommended local district attorneys investigate and bring charges against those involved. United Health Group officials say one of their subsidiaries was hit last week by a cyber attack. The healthcare company says it isolated the affected information technology systems and contained and remedied the problem. United Health Group did not mention the functions of the affected systems, but Rhode Island-based CVS Health said some of its business operations were affected by the network interruption. CVS Health officials say there was no sign that its systems have been compromised. The number of Wisconsin residents who have received speeding tickets is nearly double the national average. A new report from the insurance comparison shopping website Insurify reports that the Badger State and Ohio each have 7.8% of its drivers reporting at least one speeding violation on their record. Both states are surpassed by only North Dakota at 8.7%. The national average is 4.1%. The website adds that the Wisconsin State Patrol issued 1,100 speeding tickets in 2022 for going more than 100 miles an hour. That was up from 583 in 2019. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello.
Sherry, guess what?
I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
The Wisconsin Beef Council is accepting nominations for their inaugural Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. The contest is designed to seek out and promote 100% beef burgers prepared in Wisconsin restaurants. Individuals may nominate their favorite beef burger from a Wisconsin restaurant on the Wisconsin Beef Council website. Now, nominations started today, and they will continue through midnight on Sunday, March 24th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
The Minnesota Timberwolves used a strong second half to beat the Brooklyn Nets 101-86 at the Target Center this weekend. The Wolves trailed by three at halftime before outscoring Brooklyn 59-41 the rest of the way. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 29 points. Karl Anthony Towns wasn't far behind with 28. The Wolves will host San Antonio tomorrow night. The Minnesota Wild scored three goals in their second period of their 5-2 win over the Seattle Kraken. This weekend, the Wild gave up a goal in the first minute of regulation before scoring the game's next five goals to take control. Kirill Kasparov scored twice in the victory. Minnesota will welcome the Hurricanes tomorrow. The Minnesota Twins gave up two go-ahead runs in the bottom of the seventh inning during an 8-6 loss to the Boston Red Sox in spring training at JetBlue Park. The Twins scored six runs in the top half of the frame to tie the game at six before Caleb Brochley gave up a two-run home run in the bottom of the inning. He was tagged with the loss in relief. Bailey Ober surrendered four unearned runs in his first exhibition start, and Alex Krylov had a double. Simeon Woods Richardson will start for Minnesota against the Yankees tonight. The Minnesota Golden Gophers hit just 31% of their shots during a 73-55 loss to Nebraska over the weekend. Minnesota trailed by eight at the half and was outscored 45-35 the rest of the way. Minnesota's in seventh place in the Big Ten with an 8-8 conference record. Minnesota will visit number 12 Illinois Wednesday night.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. NAVAGE.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball. For 7th-ranked Marquette jumped out early, cruised to an 88-64 victory over Xavier yesterday. The Golden Eagles led by Cam Jones is 34 points. Marquette back in action on Wednesday night as they play host to Providence. The Wisconsin Badgers will be back in action tomorrow night as they go on the road to take on Indiana. The Wisconsin Badgers will be back on the court tomorrow night as they go on the road to Indiana. In the Horizon League yesterday, Wisconsin-Milwaukee 96-88, the win over Purdue-Fort Wayne, while Green Bay falls to the Penguins at Youngstown State 71-59. To the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks picked up a 119-98 victory over the Philadelphia 76ers. Giannis leading the way, just missing a triple-double, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. To spring training baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers fall to the Colorado Rockies 10-3. The Crew in action against the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon. To college hockey, where on the men's side, the Wisconsin Badgers sweep Penn State over the weekend, winning 3-2 in overtime on Saturday. Sophomore forward Christian Fitzgerald.
That was a pretty gritty performance by our team. Having so many guys with injuries right now, guys kind of in and out of the lineup, it was a huge weekend for us to get a sweep and get closer to hopefully chase that Big Ten title next weekend.
The Badgers in second place in the Big Ten will take on the top team Michigan State this upcoming weekend with the Big Ten title on the line. On the women's side, second-ranked Wisconsin knocked off top-ranked Ohio State 4-2 on Saturday. The two teams split their series over the weekend. Next up for the Badgers, the first round of the WCHA tournament hosting St. Thomas starting on Friday. Into hockey in the AHL, where the Milwaukee Admirals had their record 19-game winning streak halted yesterday in a 4-2 loss to Grand Rapids. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine today. We'll have highs mid-60s. South winds at 10 to 25. Tonight, clear, lows mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning. Then a 50% chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs mid-50s with temperatures falling into the mid-30s by the afternoon. And by Wednesday, breezy and cold with highs in the mid-20s. Thursday, sunshine, highs upper 40s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Pepin 35, Mondovi 34, Lake City 33, Wabasha Nelson 32, Plum City 31, O'Galley 28. Sunshine 28 in downtown Durand with Kit Moritz, 723.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field. And somebody beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice. Then there's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss
gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. Somebody kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with a nice cold beer to her lips. The birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. Somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck.
Next to you, sitting A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, it's Carolina, tales California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Cole Swindell, She Had Me at Heads Carolina, 733. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Happy Monday. And next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, this morning, the lunar lander has tipped over, but that's okay. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning. Also, there's 100 new species out there that we didn't know about until recently. We'll tell you all about that here coming up as well. Congratulations to the Drand, Arkansas Lady Panthers. A tough game against Eau Claire Regis on Saturday night as Regis moves on to the sectionals as well. Still a heck of a season by the Lady Panthers. They never gave up in that game, that's for sure, on Saturday night. We still have playoff basketball. We will have boys action as their regionals get underway. The Panthers have the first round bye. They will be playing here on Friday night. And they are going to be playing the winner of the Whitehall-Bangor game. And they'll have that. We'll have that game for you on Friday night. Whoever Durand is facing Coming up at 6:45 on Friday night. Also, Mondovi's in action. They are taking on Osseo Fairchild here tomorrow. And the winner of that game goes to Fall Creek. So, but we still have some playoff basketball to get through as the Panther boys will be in action again Friday night, taking on the winner of the Whitehall-Bangor first-round regional on Tuesday. And so we're going to be making the mad dash back from Houston, Texas. As I'll be leaving tomorrow from Rochester International Airport for Houston, Texas for Commodity Classic, as that is going to be going on this week. We'll have reports from Commodity Classic as well coming up later on this week, and also during the Morning Farm Report from 5 to 7 a.m. Also, if you missed the interview that I had with Jacob Shapiro from the Morning Farm Report, that is now available on our podcast page as well, talking about all the geopolitical issues. And what is it at? What do we have to do with that? Well, there's a lot that we have to do with that. And we have that interview again on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Someone needs to adjust Mother Nature's medication. It's going to be weird weather. Spring today, winter by midweek. Details coming up.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Sunshine throughout the day today, and we'll have highs mid-60s, south winds at 10 to 25. Tonight, clear, lows mid-30s, southwest winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy, 50% chance of snow by the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-50s, with temperatures falling into the mid-30s in the afternoon. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs only mid-20s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Pepin 35, Mondovi 34, Lake City 33, Wabasha, Nelson 32, Plum City 31, O'Galley 28, Sunshine 28 here in downtown Durand with Joe Nichols. And Tequila makes her clothes fall off. It's 7:38.
She said, "I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off." I told her, "Put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, lose an earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa-oh!
can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her drink, leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. I lost her trail on a Friday night. She was gone before I got home. She'd been getting restless in that big house all alone. And I've been up and down these city streets for three nights in a row. And Lord, it's hard.
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Said I don't know where I'm going next, but when I do, I'll let you know. May, June, July. She wonders why she's still waiting. She'll keep waiting, 'cause there is no Arizona, no Payton desert, no Sedona. If there was a grand
side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mama's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world was straight.
fire. Tarnation then I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamma's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mama's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Thomas Rhett, Morgan Whalen, Mama's House, 752. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, 9th Annual Shamrock Shuffle with the Mondovi Business Association coming up on March 14th. That'll be from 5 until 8 p.m. There'll be not only all of the business, a lot of the businesses open. There'll be raffle baskets and more. And for more information, just visit the Mondovi Business Association's Facebook page for more information on that. Well, the spacecraft that touched down on the moon this last week is alive and well, even though it tipped over. Oops, Houston, we have a problem. Then again, we don't. Houston-based Intuitive Machine guided its Odysseus lander onto the moon on Thursday. The next day, they announced the vehicle caught one of its six landing feet on the moon's surface during the final descent and tipped over. It's now sideways on a rock. Despite this, though, Intuitive Machine says everything indicates the lander is stable. And at the intended landing site near the moon's south pole, they say they still have full communications with the vehicle. Odysseus is going to spend a week gathering data before the power finally goes out. Maybe Marvin the Martian is going to be up there, can put Odysseus back upright and charge the batteries.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Business owners own a custom-designed building from General Steel. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
Here we are.
Singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile.